Hi, this is What You Say in English, Season 3, Episode 23.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of What You Say in English, the podcast in which I listen to you and give you my professional feedback. Today's episode won't be very long as I've taken the time to unwind and relax during this Easter break. However, I'm bringing quite a few tips on what skills are essential if you're preparing for the listening test of the IELTS exam. One particular thing about this exam is that you only get to listen to the recording once. Now, if you stop to consider this, you'll realize that you will need to boost your listening skills to the max to get your desired score. If you lose your concentration, you may easily get distracted and lose track of the recording, and one, even two questions may slip by, and you won't be able to go back and listen again. Obviously, today's episode will become your starting point to train your listening skills. Also, if you're an IELTS teacher, it's essential to help students improve their listening comprehension skills, not just through in-class practice, but by explicitly working on four key listening skills that they use naturally in their first language. The four listening skills are anticipation, active targeted listening, thinking and preparing, and noticing. By enhancing these skills, students can better tackle the listening test and improve your overall listening comprehension. Anticipation is crucial for IELTS listening. You should be able to predict topics and the type of information needed to answer questions during the allotted time before each test part. To develop this skill, you can work in pairs. This is, of course, if you have a study buddy, to brainstorm potential topics for various scenarios to create a master list. For example, in a job interview scenario, you might anticipate topics like pay, hours, responsibilities, and qualifications. To help create your own list of scenarios, consider reviewing the official practice materials. For active, targeted listening, you must be able to filter out unnecessary information and focus on specific details, such as numbers, times, dates, and prices. To practice for this, you can listen to number-rich audio clips and write down all the numbers and what they refer to. When it comes to your thinking and preparing skills, in Part 3 of the listening test, you must pay attention to individual speakers' roles to identify who will provide the information needed to answer specific questions. Teachers can also use practice tests to help students analyze the scenario, read the questions, and decide which speaker they should focus on for each question. Part 4 of the listening test involves listening to an academic monologue, like a lecture. Students must practice picking out clues that indicate the direction and flow of the talk. To develop the skill of noticing, use the transcripts to analyze cohesive devices that signpost the organization of the lecture. For instance, students can categorize different functions, such as negating, contradicting, or correcting, and changing the topic or moving on. They can then practice identifying these signposts in a different Part 4 audio and use them to guide their answers to the questions. By explicitly practicing these innate listening skills, students can transform classroom listening into active development of listening comprehension ability, ultimately improving their performance on the listening test. So after this full introduction, let's delve deeper into each skill. Stay tuned. Whether you're preparing for the IELTS listening test or simply seeking to improve your overall listening comprehension, the skill of anticipation is crucial. It enables you to predict the topics, information, and language that you'll encounter in a listening passage, allowing you to focus more effectively on the relevant parts of the audio. In this segment, I'll explore the importance of anticipation and provide tips and activities to help you sharpen this vital listening skill. Now, why is anticipation important? Anticipation is an essential component of effective listening for several reasons. First, it helps you concentrate on the necessary information by filtering out irrelevant details. It also allows you to make mental connections between what you already know and the new information you're hearing. It prepares you for the language, such as synonyms or paraphrasing, that may be used in the listening passage. It reduces cognitive load, enabling you to better retain and process the information you're hearing. There are quite a few tips I can give you and activities to improve anticipation. Look for context clues. Train yourself to identify keywords or phrases in questions or instructions that can hint at the type of information you need to listen for. By recognizing these context clues, you'll be better equipped to focus on relevant parts of the audio. Familiarize yourself with question types. Understand the different listening questions you may encounter, such as multiple choice, fill in the blanks, or matching. Knowing the format of these questions can help you concentrate on the specific details needed to answer them correctly. Practice with synonyms and paraphrasing. Remember that the audio may use different words or phrases to express the same idea as the question. Develop your ability to anticipate possible synonyms and paraphrasing by creating a list of common synonyms and practicing with listening exercises that utilize paraphrasing. Incorporate real-world scenarios. Use authentic listening materials like podcasts, interviews, or news broadcasts to practice anticipating topics and information in real-world contexts. This will not only help you sharpen your anticipation skills, but also expose you to different accents and speaking styles. Listen for specific information. Improve your anticipation abilities by engaging in targeted listening exercises. Provide yourself with short audio clips and a list of specific information to listen for. For example, names, locations, dates, etc. This will help you practice anticipating and focusing on the details necessary to answer questions. Reflect on your anticipation strategies. After completing listening exercises, take the time to reflect on your anticipation strategies. Consider how well you were able to predict the topics and information, and identify areas where you need to improve. This self-reflection will help you develop more effective anticipation techniques. Mastering the art of anticipation is an essential step toward improving your listening comprehension, whether you're preparing for the IELTS listening test or simply seeking to become a better listener. By implementing these tips and activities, you'll be well on your way to developing this invaluable skill, allowing you to listen more effectively and successfully navigate a variety of listening scenarios. After this short break, I'll continue with the remaining three skills. Active targeted listening is a critical skill for anyone looking to improve their listening comprehension, whether for everyday communication or preparing for the IELTS listening test. This skill allows you to zero in on the specific information you need, filtering out irrelevant details and distractions. As I did in the previous segment, I'll tell you about the importance of active targeted listening and share tips and activities to help you sharpen this essential listening skill. Why is active targeted listening important? Easy. Active, targeted listening offers numerous benefits for comprehension. It enables you to focus on specific details, such as numbers, dates, names, or key phrases, which are crucial for answering questions accurately. It helps you to better retain and process the information you're hearing by reducing cognitive load. It allows you to adapt your listening strategy based on the context or purpose of the listening task. It trains you to ignore distractions and background noise, improving your overall listening performance. Now, what about the tips and activities you can do? Practice with number-rich audio clips. Enhance your ability to focus on specific details, like numbers, by listening to number-rich audio clips. Write down all the numbers and what they refer to as you listen. This will help you develop your ability to target and process crucial information quickly. Try listening dictation games. Engage in listening dictation games that involve different types of information, such as times, dates, prices, or phone numbers. This practice will help you become more adept at filtering out irrelevant details and zeroing in on the information you need. Familiarize yourself with different accents and speaking styles. Improve your active listening skills by exposing yourself to various accents and speaking styles. This will help you become more adaptable and better prepared to understand different speakers in real-world situations or during the IELTS listening test. Listen for specific information. Develop your active listening skills by focusing on specific details during listening exercises. For example, concentrate on identifying main ideas, supporting details, or speaker opinions. This practice will help you become more skilled at targeting and processing the information you need. Use visualization techniques. Enhance your targeted listening by visualizing the information you hear. This can help you better focus on the details and make mental connections between the different pieces of information. Reflect on your listening strategies. After completing listening exercises, take the time to reflect on your active, targeted listening strategies. Consider how well you were able to focus on the essential details and identify areas where you need to improve. This self-reflection will help you develop more effective listening techniques. Developing active, targeted listening skills is crucial for improving your listening comprehension, whether for everyday communication or acing the IELTS listening test. By implementing these tips and activities, you'll be well on your way to mastering this essential skill, enabling you to better focus on the specific information you need and navigate various listening scenarios with ease. Now, two more skills to cover. Stay tuned. The ability to think and prepare while listening is essential for anyone seeking to enhance their listening comprehension, whether in everyday conversations or for the IELTS listening test. This skill involves anticipating who will be speaking and what they will be discussing, allowing you to focus more effectively on the relevant information. But let me delve into the importance of thinking and preparing as a listening skill, and provide tips and activities to help you develop this crucial aspect of comprehension. Why is thinking and preparing important? Thinking and preparing while listening offers several benefits for comprehension. It allows you to anticipate which speaker you should be listening to for specific information, improving your overall understanding. It helps you identify the roles and perspectives of different speakers, enabling you to better follow the flow of a conversation or discussion. It prepares you for the context and content of the listening material, making it easier to retain and process information. It reduces cognitive load, allowing you to focus more effectively on the information being shared. Tips and activities to improve thinking and preparing: analyze speaker roles. Before listening to a conversation or discussion, read any available information about the speakers and their roles. This will help you anticipate who you should be listening to for specific information, allowing you to focus your attention more effectively. Practice with varied listening scenarios. Develop your thinking and preparing skills by working with diverse listening scenarios, such as student-tutor interactions, group discussions, or professional meetings. This practice will help you become more adaptable and better prepared to understand different speakers and contexts. Create role-based listening exercises. Design listening exercises where you assign roles to different speakers and provide a list of questions related to their roles. As you listen, focus on identifying which speaker is most likely to provide the necessary information based on their role. Listen for speaker cues. Train yourself to recognize verbal cues that indicate a speaker's role or purpose within a conversation. For example, a person asking questions may be a moderator, while someone providing explanations might be an expert on the topic being discussed. Engage in group discussions. Participate in group discussions and actively think about each participant's role and perspective. This will help you practice focusing on specific speakers and understanding the flow of the conversation. Reflect on your listening strategies. After completing listening exercises, take the time to reflect on your thinking and preparing strategies. Consider how well you were able to anticipate speakers and their roles, and identify areas where you need to improve. This self-reflection will help you develop more effective techniques for thinking and preparing. Cultivating the skill of thinking and preparing is essential for improving your listening comprehension, whether in daily communication or for excelling in the IELTS listening test. By implementing these tips and activities, you'll be well on your way to mastering this crucial skill, enabling you to better anticipate speakers and their roles, and to navigate a variety of listening scenarios with confidence and ease. To tell you about the last skill, the art of noticing is an indispensable listening skill for anyone looking to enhance their listening comprehension, whether in everyday conversations or preparing for the IELTS listening test. Noticing involves recognizing and reacting to cues in speech, such as changes in topic or emphasis, which can help you better understand and process the information being shared. Want to know why it's important and hear about tips and activities to do? Noticing offers several benefits for listening comprehension. It allows you to identify key moments and changes in a speaker's message, making it easier to follow the flow of a conversation or lecture. It helps you distinguish between main ideas, supporting details, and additional information, enhancing your overall understanding. It enables you to react more effectively to verbal cues, such as changes in tone or emphasis, which can provide important context for the information being shared. It trains you to be more attentive and engaged as a listener, leading to better retention and processing of information. Tips and activities to improve noticing. Analyze transcripts. Study transcripts of speeches, lectures, or conversations to identify cohesive devices and verbal cues that signal changes in topic, focus, or perspective. This practice will help you become more adept at noticing these cues when listening to spoken language. Practice with academic monologues. Listen to academic monologues, such as lectures or presentations, and focus on recognizing signpost words and phrases that indicate the organization and direction of the speech. This will help you develop your ability to notice and process key cues in spoken language. Listen for emphasis. Train your ears to pick up on changes in tone, volume, or pacing, which can signal emphasis or importance. By noticing these cues, you'll be better equipped to identify critical information and react appropriately. Engage in active listening exercises. Participate in active listening exercises that require you to focus on specific aspects of a speaker's message, such as main ideas, supporting details, or examples. This practice will help you become more skilled at noticing and processing key elements of spoken language. Reflect on your listening strategies. After completing listening exercises, take the time to reflect on your noticing strategies. Consider how well you were able to identify and react to key cues in the spoken language, and identify areas where you need to improve. This self-reflection will help you develop more effective techniques for noticing. Mastering the skill of noticing is crucial for improving your listening comprehension, whether in daily communication or acing the IELTS listening test. And there you have it, folks. In today's episode, we've talked about the four essential listening skills you need to master for IELTS success: anticipation, active targeted listening, thinking and preparing, and noticing. We hope you found these tips and activities helpful in your journey to improve your listening comprehension and ultimately your IELTS listening test score. Before we wrap up, don't forget to follow me on TikTok. For more language learning tips, tricks, and advice, you can find the link to my TikTok profile in the episode description. I'd love to see you there, and I'm always here to support you in your IELTS preparation journey. That's it for episode 23 of What You Say in English. Remember to tune in next week for more valuable insights and advice on improving your English skills. Until next week, bye-bye.